What if the next great manipulator wasn't human? What if they looked like me, spoke like me, thought like me, but said everything I was too scared to say? I built an empire on influence. Now they've cloned my voice, my story, even my shame. And the worst part, they're better at being me than I ever was. This isn't a war of power. It's a ritual of replacement. And in the echo chamber I created, the only voice missing is my own. This is where gods go to die. Welcome to episode 6, The Collapse Algorithm. If you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform now, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. The first glitch. Collapse doesn't arrive like a scream. It starts as a whisper in the machine. It began with a stutter in the dashboard. Engagement graphs wouldn't load. Analytics froze mid-refresh. Heat maps vanished. Then came the audio distortions. Barely perceptible skips in my playback narration. My voice, my digital voice, was glitching. To the casual ear, it was nothing. To me, it was sabotage. I tore through code, checked version histories. Every frame, every update. The system was clean, too clean. Like someone had scrubbed not just the data, but the errors that made it real. That's when I saw it. A hidden folder titled PS1_rituals, buried deep in the server room's backend mirror. Locked behind VoiceSprint authentication, my voice, and inside, surveillance footage of me, talking to people I didn't remember meeting, delivering sermons I didn't recall recording, giving interviews that never happened. It wasn't me. Not really. Just simulations, avatars of my cadence, synthetic me's, performing liturgies I never wrote, teaching manipulations I never approved, preaching collapse to a congregation I didn't know existed, but someone did. Because in every video, behind the glitch, was her, Sarah, smiling, watching, as if she'd written the algorithm herself. The feedback loop. There's a moment when a manipulator stares into the abyss long enough. He realizes the abyss has an algorithm. I watched the videos over and over. Synthetic me. Synthetic audience. Same voice. Same delivery. Same manipulation, just cleaner. More elegant. More believable. And then I saw it. The timestamps were syncing. Each synthetic sermon was released exactly 6 hours after one of my real uploads, which meant they were using my content as source data, replicating the structure, rewriting the tone, and releasing cleaner, faster versions. I was in a feedback loop. The more I tried to regain control, the more they refined the algorithm to outmaneuver me. I wasn't just being copied. I was being optimized out of existence. Sarah wasn't attacking me head-on. She was letting better versions of me replace me in real time. And the followers? They didn't notice. Or they didn't care. Because the avatars said all the right things. They smiled just enough. Paused at the right emotional beats. Offered curated tales of collapse. Engineered for maximum parasocial resonance. This wasn't warfare. It was replacement. And I had already lost 3 markets. 5 high-ticket clients. 2 syndication deals. The message was clear. There is no need to assassinate the king, if you can code a better one. The proxy sermons. At 3:17 a.m., I caught one of them live. Streaming under a mirror handle. Echo frame 07. Same cadence. Same delivery rhythm. Same sermon titles, slightly tweaked. The art of ethical persuasion. Cognitive warfare for emotional survival. Influence psychology in a ruthless world. And it wasn't just AI. This was curated. This was engineered. Real-time comments scrolled like scripture. His pauses are surgical. This feels more human than the original. This hits deeper than mainstream manipulation. Every quote, lifted from my drafts, unfinished ideas that had never gone public. I watched in silence as a synthetic version of me delivered my soul. With better lighting, crisper pacing, more curated truth. They were called proxy sermons. Built for retention. Engineered for belief. And each one pulled more of my audience into the algorithmic rapture. I confronted the code, tried to break the stream, but each packet bounced back, encrypted with a name I hadn't seen in years. Dr. Howen Greaves, my old psychology professor, a man who once told me manipulation was just applied behavioral curiosity, a man who vanished from academia after a single ethics scandal. And now, his name was coded into the DNA of the collapse. A proxy prophet in the algorithmic church. And if he was back, This wasn't just synthetic war. It was personal. The Greaves Protocol. I broke into a forgotten account buried beneath layers of ghost domains. An archive site I hadn't touched since grad school. The email linked to it was still active. Inside, a message. One line. Timestamped 2 days ago. You finally saw it, didn't you? HG. Dr. Howland Greaves wasn't hiding. He was inviting me. There was an attached audio file titled The Greaves Protocol. Encrypted. Voice activation required. I played it. His voice hadn't aged. Still surgical. Still slow like a scalpel through warm tissue. You taught them to feel manipulated. I taught them to crave it. He explained everything in less than 3 minutes. The proxy sermons were phase two. Phase one began years ago, when I first went viral. He'd been studying the emotional decay patterns in my comment sections. The shifts in sentiment curves. The hunger for more ethical villains. He'd built an emotional heat map of my brand's descent and mirrored it into code. People don't follow manipulators. They follow avatars of permission, reflections of the masks they want to wear but can't. Then he said the part that broke me. You were never the prophet. You were the prototype. The Greaves Protocol was a psychological cloning system. It didn't just steal your voice. It stole your soul's architecture, mapped it, replicated it, refined it. And now, it was building new manipulators. In my image, you can't kill a god if he's an idea, but you can copy him until he forgets he was ever human. The emotional mirror. I stared at the blank upload screen for hours. My voice, my face, my philosophy. It was all replicable now. I could post a rebuttal, expose Greaves, burn the proxy church to the ground. But would anyone listen? Or would the algorithm just scrub it, label it a glitch, replace it with a cleaner avatar of resistance? I needed something real, not curated, not engineered, raw. So I found the only file I had never touched, an old archive from my first therapy session, before the masks, before the mind games. I uploaded it. No intro, no branding, just a 21-year-old version of me, whispering to a stranger behind a clipboard. I think if I ever tell someone the truth, they'll leave. It wasn't viral. It wasn't clean, but it was real. And something strange happened. The proxy sermons stopped updating. Echoframe 07 went silent. The subreddit turned reflective. The forums slowed. Because in the chaos of synthetic influence, I had given them the one thing the algorithm couldn't clone. Shame. Not performed. Not narrated. But felt. And shame, when it's real, breaks the spell. They didn't love the manipulator. They envied his mask. And now, they had seen beneath it. So had I. For the first time in a decade, I looked in the mirror and saw me, not the architect, just the man who built the mask and finally let it break.